Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Well, I have some news for the men of El Paso.
Oh.
Teddy's is hiring at the airport Holiday Inn. Well, no. The old airport Holiday Inn.
Yeah, the Flame Room?
Yeah, Teddy's Flame Room. They're hiring, dude.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See? If you're into cougars, there it is.
Hey, you know
there
what?
It is.
Pick up a little extra money. Check out the older chicas.
Yes, do some bartending. Pick
sure.
up a cougar.
Sure. It's right by the Starbucks I always go to in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm sitting there in the drive-thru, I look over and I see this sign and I'm like, what does that say? Because, you know, it's dark. And I was like, oh, my God, Teddy's is hiring. Yeah. I've never seen a sign that says Teddy's hiring. And I'm like, man,
that's
news, dude.
I don't know. Got to have a lot of energy to work there.
Right? But hey, you never know. Perks and benefits,
well,
man.
Sure.
Perks
yeah, hey.
And benefits.
I ain't judging. You're into what you're into.
Hey, isn't that what everybody looking for in a job? Money, perks, and benefits.
That's right.
You got all three. And all you got to do is go to Teddy's.
The third one would be friends with.
Well, you know, yeah. There's that.
And the tips, well, what you lie about is up to you.
Right? I just thought that was the most hilarious thing. It's this big sign out there, and it says Teddy's now hiring. I even took a picture.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, this is so great.
How did that place get the stereotype of being Cougar Town, El Paso?
You know, I don't know, but it's always been. I've never known it to be anything other than that.
Because, you know, honestly, I've only been there a couple of times myself, and only when we've had a 70s or 80s party
right.
at that hotel.
Yeah, and you walk in, and it really is Cougar Town.
And it was hard to tell because, I mean, you know, were they there because they were also at our party?
Right.
You know, because you do that. Sometimes you'll go, you know, bar hopping. And
right.
It's only just down the hall from where we were having our parties.
Sure,
so
sure.
I never really knew if that was how it usually was, or if it was some of our audience spillover.
No, I've had friends who, you know, they've heard from other friends,
uh-huh.
friends of a friend.
Sure, sure.
You know, and they're like, nope, it's always been a cougar bar.
Yeah.
It's always been a cougar bar. And it's like a well-known, like, you know, if you tell somebody, oh, we're going to Teddy's, they're like, really?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, everybody knows about it. Everybody uh-huh. knows about their reputation. So, yeah, I was just like, wow, hey,
well,
business must be good.
If I was a lady of a certain age, I wouldn't tell anybody I was going there.
I wouldn't step foot
right
in there.
Right away, they would think,
well, yeah,
I'm after one thing and one thing only.
You're on the prowl.
That's right.
You know, that's why they call you a cougar.
That's right.
Because you're on the prowl.
Yes, yes. Although I have seen a few saber-toothed tigers there
as
well.
Oh, hey.
Well,
be
I
nice.
Have.
Be nice.
Hey, I'm not judging.
Everybody needs a little loving sometimes.
You're into what you're into. So I'm okay with that, man. Fly your freak flag.
That's right. And you can fly it and get paid for it. So.
So there you go.
So there you go.
Hire El Paso.
That's right.
I'm Mike and Trisha Mornings.
A little HR corner here this morning.
Hire El Paso and get your swerve off.
That's right.
Hey, hang on, man. We have more today's best mix on the way. And of course, you know, there was this, I don't know if you heard about this demolition drama.
Oh, yeah.
That went down yesterday morning and continues.
Yes.
And probably will for God knows how much longer.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll have the latest details on the demolition drama that went down in the Duranguito neighborhood yesterday.
Uh-huh.
People still be camping out there.
Yep.
Camping out, trying to prevent any more, you know, construction crews from coming in the early morning hours to try to do any more damage to the buildings.
And now it's time for
three things you need to know
this morning.
One, two, three.
Okay, so we told you earlier that the Duranguito, all the demolition has been stopped there because they've got a new court order that specifies even the private owners cannot knock down any buildings until everything is taken care of in the courts. So to make sure that that's not going to happen again, protesters are taking shifts to make sure that nothing happens in the middle of the night or early in the morning like it did yesterday. Now, El Paso Mayor Margo talked to KTSM yesterday and said that the city had no idea that the demolitions were going to happen. And that the way the properties are supposed to be transferred to the city, because the city doesn't own them, is after the buildings were removed. But they had nothing to do with the initial damage that was caused yesterday. And he said, frankly, given all the legal issues, we're still trying to have a multipurpose area arena in that area.
I beg to differ. I think they did know. They did know what was going to happen.
I'm sure they knew that there was an entirely likely possibility.
Oh, no,
I don't know if there was any collusion.
Oh, come listen to what he said,
okay.
And I'll point out the key words, I think.
Okay.
We weren't controlling this at the time, and in the original temporary restraining order did not allow us the ability to preclude the owners from continuing the demolition. But we informed them last night and again this morning that we would prefer that they did not proceed. Yet their attorneys determined that the temporary restraining order applicable to the city was not applicable to them. And the city had no control over that decision that the owners made.
See?
Okay, but
we informed them last night and again this morning is what he said.
Yeah, but
which
did he
leads
inform
me to
them?
Believe that they had a conversation about what was going to happen last night.
Last night,
and again this morning, meaning yesterday morning.
Okay. But at what time yesterday morning? Because last night they could have said, look, you know what? Just hold off.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's going to happen yet. We're still going through the courts.
Exactly. They could have. But instead, what they said was, look, well, this is my opinion. What they said was, look, we can't stop you from doing what you want to do.
Yeah, no, I know. But everybody knew that.
Yeah, but for him, you know, for to say that, oh, they had no idea this was going to happen. Oh, they had an idea this was going to happen.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
They had an idea because he so much as says, we had a conversation with them the night before and the morning of.
No, I understand that. I totally understand that. But I don't know that they had...
I don't think they said, hey, go ahead and do it, but I'm pretty sure that something to the effect of, you know, if you want to do it, we can't stop you from doing it.
No, that I'm sure was said.
But what
Grossman and the Paso del Sur and all the protesters are saying is there was collusion.
Oh, I don't know if there's collusion. Yeah. Of course, you can't prove collusion.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, they knew. They
of
knew.
Course,
and they
course.
Didn't warn anybody or attempt to stop them.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no. That, I'm sure they were like, dudes, do what you want.
Yeah,
it's your building.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I'm sure that was the conversation.
Yeah. We can't stop you if that's what you really want to do.
Yeah, I mean, but there's nothing, you know, because you guys aren't on that court order.
Exactly.
And the bad thing is that Max was talking yesterday about how great his attorneys are. No, they're not, because they didn't include the private buildings.
Right.
That's a huge oversight.
It totally is a fail.
Yep. And then UTEP is looking at their backup quarterback because yesterday they announced that Ryan Metz, who is their first string quarterback, has a shoulder injury and will be out indefinitely.
Ooh.
They wouldn't even venture a guess as to when he would be back.
Uh-huh.
So that puts another damper in the season.
Yeah.
Not that the backup quarterback is, you know, any better or worse than Ryan Metz. It's
right.
Just, you know, that was the guy they built the program around.
Sure. Yeah. The good thing is, though, is that it's not his throwing shoulder.
Yeah, right.
So that is good.
That's good news. That's good news.
So it could be just a few weeks until they rehab it back because it's not the one that he has to throw with.
Right. And then yesterday, the third thing you need to know about is the brand new iPhone 10 came out. And everybody's going, wait a minute. You skipped over like 8 and 9.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why is because it's the 10th anniversary.
Right.
And that's why they named it the iPhone 10.
They actually introduced three different telephones.
Right.
The 10 is just the one that everybody's honing on.
Yeah.
Because of
its
price tag.
Yeah. It's $1,000. So for $1,000, you get no home button, a completely smooth screen for better photo viewing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to unlock it by facial recognition. And it's got an enhanced camera with what they're calling a portrait light. Because that's what gives you that, like, that, you know, real pretty glow that you get in a professional portrait studio.
Right.
So that's going to be part of the camera, and it's got wireless charging.
Oh, and plus, you don't have to tell anybody how much better you are than them and how much more money you make than them. You just pull out your iPhone X.
That's right. Exactly.
You know?
$1,000.
Yeah.
Dude, are you kidding?
See, so that's worth it because, you know, you don't have to come off pretentious.
No. You let your phone do it for
you. Exactly. Totally worth the money. Three things you need to know. Three things people are talking about today. Kiss FM. I don't know if you've heard, but it's a special week on Mike and Tricia Mornings.
Yeah.
All week long, we're celebrating the release of the TSO tickets.
Mm-hmm.
They go on sale the rest of this week. Get the details on kisselpaso.com. Click on the Mike and Tricia tab. Because there are some pre-sales today and tomorrow before they go on sale to the general public on Friday.
Right.
We are calling this week...
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
Week. And so we're doing a lot of Christmas-related stuff.
Right.
Because it is beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
It is, even though it's going to be 98 degrees today. It's that fall-like,
yes,
98 degrees.
That's right.
It's not the blast furnace summer heat, I keep telling myself.
I think we need this week even more because it is going to be near 98 degrees
I
today.
I think so.
And so check this out. Right now, let's do something. Let's do a little contest. I'm calling Carol King or Carol Christmas.
Ah, okay.
Okay. We're playing... In this case, it's going to be for Tickets to Beautiful.
Okay.
Tickets to Beautiful. It is the Broadway musical at the Plaza Theater beginning next Tuesday.
Nice.
Or this coming Tuesday, whichever way you want to look at
sure.
it. So, two tickets. We get you on the phone, and then I will play three clips. You know, Carole King is known for her expertise on the piano. She writes all her songs on the piano. She plays the piano. So I'm going to play you three snippets of songs on a piano. You tell me if it's a Carole King song or if it's a Christmas carol.
Okay.
Okay? Nail all three. You win two tickets to the Broadway musical Beautiful.
Nice.
880-9393. We're playing Carole King or Carol Christmas on Mike and Tricia Mornings because it's day three of...
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas week. Kiss
FM. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
Okay, so we're giving away tickets to on Tuesday to Beautiful the Musical. It's the Carole King story, and it's going to be so good. But first, you got to get through three different snippets. What?
You sounded like Trump.
Oh, I did? Why?
Yeah, when you said, and it's going to be so good.
Oh,
it's going to be great.
It's going to be bigly.
It'll be huge. It'll be the best.
It's going to be bigly. So first you got to get through three snippets and tell us if they're Carole King songs or if they're Christmas carols.
We're calling the contest Carole King or Carole Christmas. Okay?
You ready?
Okay. Yeah, we're clever like that.
I know.
Vanessa, don't judge us.
That's why they pay us the big bucks. Oh, wait a minute.
That's why they pay us,
right?
Period. Okay, so here's your first snippet. Carole King or Carole Christmas?
Carole King.
Very good.
Woo-hoo!
Second snippet. Carole King or Carole Christmas?
Carole Christmas.
No.
What?
Oh.
Oh no, I thought that was a Carole. I thought that was a Carole Christmas too.
Yeah. No, I know. That's the thing about Carole King.
Oh, darn it.
A lot of her songs sound like Christmas carols.
Oh, me.
Wow.
All right, Vanessa. It was a nice effort on your part, though.
Yeah. Oh, well. Sorry, Vanessa.
Okay, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
No, this is Carole King.
Okay, yeah.
Because despite what you may believe, Carole King rocks.
She totally does.
She rocks it out, baby.
She's amazeballs,
dude. Okay, all right. Well, we'll try again. We'll tell you when to call. Kiss FM. Merry Christmas, Melissa.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
You feeling the spirit like we are?
I would like to feel more of the spirit at TSO.
I feel you, girl. I get you, man. I get you. Well, look,
please be on my side.
It's all on you, man. It's all on you. You just get one clip, a couple of seconds worth. I cannot control whatever pops up. Whatever pops up is what pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, don't ask me for an easy one because I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, darn.
Everything is on a computer. So here we go. Here is your classic Christmas clip. Name this Christmas classic.
No, no, I want an official red under carbonation. Do you want to get rid of my Lee rifle?
Can you do that? Can you name the Christmas classic?
It's not ringing any jingle bells in my head. No,
not at all. Come on, he wants a rifle.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
No, no, I want an official red under carbonation. Do you want to get rid of my Lee rifle?
That's all he wants. He
just
wants
a rifle. That's it. Take a wild guess, Melissa. Just
no?
a stab in the dark.
Yeah? No?
I wouldn't even know where to stab in the dark. I've never heard of that one.
Oh, Melissa. It's a silent night for Melissa.
Oh.
She won't be decking the halls at the TSO concert.
Man.
Because no jingle bells are ringing on her, in her head.
No jingle bells are ringing.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Tell you what. I'll be a pushover if you can just take a wild guess. Just anything. Throw something out there.
I don't know. I don't know. My favorite Christmas movie is Home Alone, and that's definitely not it.
Yeah, that is definitely not Home Alone. No.
No.
Okay. Dang. All right, Mel. Well, thank you anyway. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mel.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You can try again later. You're welcome to try again later. Okay. Merry Christmas, Jessica.
Merry Christmas.
Name this Christmas classic.
We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny Kaye.
Huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, which one is that one?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. Elf?
Elf, you say. No.
No.
That's not Elf, Jessica.
Oh, no.
Well, we tried.
Yeah. Oh, you did. You did. Jessica, thank you so much.
You can
we appreciate
try
it.
Again,
yes, you are welcome to try again later. Okay, that brings us to Pat. Hello, Pat, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well, Mikey and Tricia.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas week on Mike and Tricia Mornings. Here is your Christmas classic clip.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Name that Christmas classic.
Oh, my God, my favorite movie. It's A Wonderful Life.
Yay!
It's A Wonderful Life.
It's A Wonderful Life is correct. Yay, we qualified one out of three.
All right, it's your end with me. It's your end with me.
Your name and number goes into the giant Santa hat in our studio, and you are
awesome.
In the running now for third row tickets to the concert.
Thanks,
thank you, Pat, and good luck, Pat. You went all news reporter on us yesterday.
I did.
It's Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 Kiss FM. You like flew downtown, man. You went down there and you were live Facebooking that whole Duranguito demolition drama.
Well, it was crazy. I mean, you know, and all I could think was I'm just going to run down there and do, you know, a little bit of Facebook living. And, you know, I mean, how many people could there be? Because it's like, you know, Monday morning, people should be at work or Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning, yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, people will be at work, whatever. Oh, my God.
No, there was a lot of people there.
So many people down there.
A lot of protesters.
A lot of bystanders. Lots of bystanders.
A couple of crackheads.
Yep. There were some
prostitutes.
There were some relatively shady characters running around down there. It was like, yowza.
Hey, and I heard, tell me if this is true, but I heard that you got accosted.
I did.
Did you? I got accosted.
I did.
Yeah?
One of the protesters was not pleased that I was there.
The protesters were not behaving themselves, and they haven't been behaving themselves.
No. Personally, I think that they make things even worse.
The cops, really, they could arrest way more people than they have. From what I understand, only one person has been arrested.
Yeah.
I forget what that person did. I think that person tried to prevent, I don't know, something to do with the chain link fence or something. I think. I don't really know the story.
They were pushing on that chain link fence, trying to keep them from putting it up.
But way more people could be in jail this morning than are.
Mm-hmm.
I think El Paso PD has been relatively calm and nice about the way they've been acting, because they've been acting like a bunch of heathens.
Yeah, they have been. And I'll tell you what, I was shocked at really how really stupid people can act.
So you got accosted because you were there.
I was there.
And because you're media or because you're Tricia from Kiss FM?
Both, yeah. Because I'm media, I'm Tricia from Kiss FM, and you know me, I want to knock down all the buildings in downtown
El Paso.
Oh, that's
right, that's right, yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to knock down all the buildings in El Paso. As a matter of fact, I do a lot to help bring light to historic buildings in El Paso.
So they question your presence just because you have a different viewpoint than they do.
Yes. Oh, and
be there if you feel differently than they do.
Exactly. And not only questioned it, but were hurling curse words at me.
No.
I was like, you know what? Calm down.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to have these buildings remain.
Yeah.
It would be great.
Right.
They're dumps.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. And the neighborhood is not it's not a safe neighborhood.
And
you can tell me it's safe all you want, but it's not.
And then you also witnessed people getting all up in policemen's grills.
Oh, my God. Yes, they're yelling at them about how this is our freedom of speech.
This is our
First Amendment rights. And the cops are like, look, you know what? We got buildings that are a little unstable.
Yeah.
And we don't want you being on the street because we don't know what's going to happen.
We're not trying to prevent you from
being here. We're not trying to prevent you
from
being here.
Just not this right here. like this
don't
part
be
right
in the
here.
Street and yeah. don't be right up on the buildings because I'm sorry, but they are unstable yeah. now.
And there was a lot of it's my ride.
It's my ride. I can be here. It's a public place. You're and they're just, like, you're absolutely right. Right. Just be back on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So that we can do a little crowd control. Yeah. That's all we want. That's all we're asking you for you guys to do.
You know, I'm all for protesting because it is a right that we
of
do have in the
is.
United States that a lot of other countries don't give you.
No, that's exactly right.
But you also, you know, the key word is peaceful assembly.
Yes.
Those are the key words.
And the other,
yesterday was not peaceful
no,
assembly.
There was nothing
I saw them trying
it.
To bring the fences down mm-hmm. again. Mm-hmm. I saw them pushing up against them, mm-hmm. hurling stuff at the cops,
yes.
hurling insults at the cops.
Yes.
That's not peaceful assembly.
No, it's not. And you know what? You don't help your cause.
No, you
any
don't. You don't
all.
When you act like that.
No.
I'm all for you protesting
sure.
and all, but oh
sure.
my gosh, obey the law.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm sorry. You do have to obey the law. And they were saying, some kid was saying, you know, why should we have to obey the law when these guys aren't
when
obeying the law?
When they don't. It's a whole
you know
different
what?
Thing.
It doesn't matter. Because you know what? They did.
Yeah.
Their name was not
yeah.
on that cease and
yeah.
desist order.
It was
order.
A technicality.
It was a technicality.
Look, if you're going to leave lawyers any gray area,
they're
going to find
take it.
It.
Yeah. And they did. Because those particular buildings are privately owned. And that's why those building owners could do what they wanted
yeah,
to. The
yeah.
city doesn't has nothing to do with those buildings until they're down.
See, the way it is this morning, the way they're just there, you know, as protectors, and
yes.
it's all calm, and they're just chilling. That's how it
that's
should
great.
Have been, and that's how
yeah.
it should be.
That's exactly right.
But honestly, I think the cops could have, you know, hauled way more
oh,
people in than they already have.
And, they
and
were,
whoever they did haul in must have done, you know, must have gone really over the edge.
You're exactly right, because while I was there, and I was only there for a couple of hours, and I wasn't even there for the height of the protest when things got kind of crazy. While I was there in those 2 hours, there were so many people who were just kind of taunting
mm-hmm.
and like daring the police officers to do something.
Yeah.
And they were just saying, you know, just do me a favor, move back onto the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Just move back onto the sidewalk.
Right, right.
I never saw an officer raise their voice.
Uh-huh.
I never saw them make any threatening moves. I never saw them do anything but say, do me a favor, just
right.
get back on the sidewalk.
Yeah. There's a really funny photo that you can check out on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page that I caught off one of the cameras that was streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a really funny moment of one of the El Paso police officers who clearly was not ready to be called in.
Pobrecita.
The helmet's all wango.
It's totally wonky. It was hilarious. When I saw that picture yesterday, I was like, oh, poor thing.
She looks like she's got none to give, no, if you
yeah.
know what I mean. Check it out on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page. And for gosh sakes, behave yourself.
Yeah.
Peaceful assembly.
Yeah. Act like grown-ups, please, instead of like two-year-old children. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
She sounded like she was taken aback for a couple
of seconds.
I know,
right? Right. I think actually the Christmas season starts when we start giving away TSO tickets.
I believe so.
Not just when they perform,
yeah.
but when we actually start giving away their tickets.
Yeah.
Okay, so Maria, we've got third row seats this week, today. But first, you got to tell us the name of this Christmas classic movie clip, okay?
You ready? Here we go. You get a couple of seconds worth. And yours is...
Santa's coming to town!
Santa!
Name the Christmas classic.
Can I hear it again?
Only one more time.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa!
Name the Christmas classic.
Is it Christmas Story?
Is it which one? A Christmas Story? No,
no,
it isn't, buddy.
That's not it.
No.
Oh, I couldn't.
I'm afraid it won't be Jingle Belly for you today.
I know, that's why I told you to not put us on your speaker.
I told you not to. We told you. It's harder to hear when you have us on speaker.
I'm not. It's just that I'm just getting into work.
Aww.
Oh, okay.
Thanks anyway, Maria.
Thanks, Maria.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Merkwema. Hi, Yvette. Yvette?
Hello.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Okay, here's your clip. Ready?
Ready.
It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer.
Name the Christmas classic. Yvette?
A Wonderful Life?
A Wonderful Life is incorrect.
No, that's not it. Aw.
Thank you, Yvette.
Thanks, Yvette.
You have a great day.
You
okay,
too.
You too.
See, this is why I tell people don't be on your speaker.
It's harder to hear when you have
yeah.
us on speaker or Bluetooth.
Yeah. Hey, Don.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Here's your clip.
No, I want an official Red Ryder combination. Do you want to get rid of my leg rifle?
Name the Christmas classic.
Oh, my goodness. Can you play one more time?
One more time.
No, I want an official Red Ryder combination. Do you want to get rid of my leg rifle?
That's all he wants. It's just a rifle. Come on, man. Santa.
Oh, my goodness. And I know a lot of these movies, but that one's weird. Let me see.
It's a classic.
A Christmas story?
A Christmas Story is correct.
There you go. Woohoo!
Yeah, that's the one.
That's not even one of my favorites.
It's not mine either.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be your favorite to be a classic.
It needs to be a classic.
It just has to be played every time Christmas rolls around to make it a classic.
And that stupid one is played 24 hours.
I know. They still do that?
I've never seen it once.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, I've seen bits and parts, so I know the references, and I know the famous scenes.
Right, yeah.
I've never, ever seen the whole movie myself.
Me either. Just seen little parts, but that's it, too.
I know the double dog dare.
All of that stuff.
You know, the little brother, when he's all bundled up.
Right,
he looks
right.
like a starfish and he can't move.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Darren made me watch that movie one time and I'm going, okay, I've seen it. I can say I've seen it. It is the dumbest movie ever.
And you know me, I love stupid funny.
I know.
But that one's just stupid.
It's just stupid.
But it's a classic.
I know, right?
And you knew well enough to guess. And Don, you are now in the running for third row tickets.
Awesome.
I'll let you know
Thank
at the end
so
of the morning.
Much.
Thank
Don.
You, buddy. And congratulations. And Merry Christmas. Kiss FM. Or here's my favorite. I saw this on the ABC 7 Facebook page. It went like something like this. Tonight at 10, Mayhem Downtown. Or at least that's the way it sounded in my head.
Yeah.
You know, when I was reading it, that's what it sounded like in my head. Mayhem Downtown.
It was a little mayhem-y.
Yeah, was it?
It was.
Was it?
And it was mayhem-y.
Little riot-y.
A little riot-y.
Riot-ish.
Yes, yeah. Riot adjacent. Yes, riot adjacent.
You know, I heard you mention a couple of things during your newscast about, how El Paso PD was ready for a riot.
They broke out the riot gear every now and again.
Okay. One of them was kind of ready, but not really. You can see that picture on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page.
Bonacita, she's never going to live that down.
Well, not on our Facebook page, she's not. I don't know who that officer is, but... With all due respect, was a really funny little screen grab that I was able to get.
She was not ready for riot time.
When you get called in last minute and you don't want to mess your hair up, check the picture on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page. The other thing you mentioned was that there is a belief amongst the protesters.
Mm-hmm.
And those that are against the arena being built in Duranguito, that what happened yesterday, the city knew about.
Right.
And may or may not have colluded.
No.
But
they absolutely believe that they colluded.
Well, they may or may not have, but they also believe that the city knew it was going to happen and did nothing to stop it.
Right.
I kind of agree with that. And I agree with that based on what Mayor Margo told News Channel 9 yesterday. They had an interview with him during, I think it was the 6 o'clock news.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what he had to say. And there's a phrase there that makes me believe that they knew something was going to go down, if not knew exactly what was going to go down. He says something in the middle of this soundbite that you're about to hear about them speaking to the lawyers of the property owners the night before and the morning of.
We weren't controlling this at the time, and in the original temporary restraining order did not allow us the ability to preclude the owners from continuing the demolition. But we informed them last night and again this morning that we would prefer that they did not proceed. Yet their attorneys determined that the temporary restraining order applicable to the city was not applicable to them. And the city had no control over that decision that the owners made.
See, so my read is that, so they knew that they weren't supposed to, the city. But the city said, hey, look, you know what? You guys do whatever you want to do.
Actually, they could do whatever they want to because Max Grossman's lawyers did not cover those buildings.
Right.
With the temporary restraining order that he got on Monday.
Exactly. But I don't think they tried hard enough to get them to not do it. I think it was like, all right, so you found the gray area. Mm-hmm. You guys do what you want to do. We know nothing.
Okay.
You know?
I understand that, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here, okay? The reason why the city doesn't really, they don't really have any jurisdiction over that.
Yeah, here's what he had to say about that.
People need to understand, we don't own the properties. The way the properties were supposed to be transferred to us with title was after they were completely the buildings were removed and they were present us with raw land.
So it's, you know, a lot of people on the Facebook, you know, are blaming the city.
Right.
Not really, no, because like the mayor pointed out, we don't own that land yet.
They don't.
We have a deal in place
to
own the land after it gets cleared.
Right.
Right. And of course, you know, they haven't been cleared.
Right.
So technically, we do not own those properties.
No, not technically. They don't own those properties.
We don't own those properties.
Yeah.
The deal is null and void if those things don't get cleared.
Exactly.
But you know, for them to act like, we knew nothing, which was what the story was yesterday.
Right.
Oh, they did know if they spoke to the property owner's lawyers the night before in the morning of.
Oh, yeah. No. Absolutely. And that's something that's real disingenuous for Mayor Margo to say.
Yeah,
what he
is.
Should have said was,
it
look,
is.
We talked to them. They told us this was going to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, we told them.
We tried to talk them out of it. They wouldn't listen.
They don't have any liability about that because they don't own the properties.
Right.
So be honest about it. Yeah. I think that's really is hacking most people off.
And I think that has been the problem from the very beginning is how disingenuous they've been.
That's exactly
about the whole
right.
thing from the very beginning.
Absolutely.
From the wording, from everything.
From everything.
From the word go, really.
Sure.
They've been very disingenuous about the whole thing.
And you know what? That's not Mayor Margo's or this particular council's problem.
Sure.
That was back at the Quality of Life Council.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Nonetheless, you guys are the council now.
Mm-hmm.
So step it up and get it together and stop lying.
It's Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM. Of course, you know, we'll have more on that because it's an issue that doesn't seem like it's gonna die and may not for another year.
Nope.
Or two or ten.
Good morning, Erica.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, so we've got third row TSO tickets, but we need to put your name in the Santa hat. But you need to tell us the name of this classic Christmas movie. Here's the problem, though. Listen real close, because
mm-hmm.
Mike can't replay it, okay?
Right. Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. You only get one shot.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Here we go.
Max! Get my cloak. I've been much too tolerant of these juvenile delinquents and their innocent, victimless pranks.
Okay. Name the Christmas classic, then.
The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
Yeah, no! Close enough. Close enough.
Yes.
Close enough to get you in the running.
Dr. Seuss. The Grinch that stole Christmas with Jim Carrey.
What's
close
it called?
Enough. It's How.
Oh, How.
The Grinch stole Christmas.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
But we're okay with whatever you said. So, congratulations. Your name and number is in the big old Santa hat now.
Woo-hoo! Come on, Trisha. You got to get it.
Good luck at the end of the morning, Erica.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. That brings us to Jessica. Merry Christmas, Jessica.
Hey, Mike. Merry Christmas.
Name this Christmas classic.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Name
Santa
the classic.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
I can't believe
no
one has answered correctly.
What?
The best Christmas movie
ever. Dude, really? Okay, look, just because I can't believable, that's not the name of the movie. Guess again.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh my gosh, it's Elf.
Yes.
Thank God.
Oh my gosh, finally.
I know. And I have to tell you, we have a listener who listens, and he's having an aneurysm because he's like, why can't people get that movie?
Oh my God. I guess when you leave out him.
I guess, but come on.
Okay, Jessica, your name is in the hat as well. Good luck at the end of the morning.
Thank you, Mike. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Okay, well, let's see if we can make it three in a row. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Here's your clue.
It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer.
Huh? What do you think? The one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. What movie is that?
It's Elf.
Yeah. That is not Elf.
It's not Elf. Okay, I'll give you a hint.
Give us a hint. Give us a hint.
It's from the 80s.
It's from the 80s. Wow, that narrows it down, Tricia.
Well, it is from the 80s.
Yeah, I know, but...
Okay, it's from the
80s. Home Alone.
Home Alone is not it.
Not it.
No, it's from the movie Scrooge.
Yeah, with Bill Murray.
With Bill Murray.
It's right up there in my like top three.
You do love that one, don't you?
I love that movie.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, Tony. Well, thanks anyway, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. I know. I'm sad, too. Kiss FM. Yeah, earlier when we were doing Three Things You Need to Know, we talked about how Apple unveiled their new Apple phones.
Right.
One of them was the Apple 10, but they use Roman numerals. They go with the app with the X. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of people refer to it as the Apple X or just the X, right? It hasn't gone on sale yet, but they unveiled it. And yesterday, they held a presentation like they
right.
do, you know, every year when they unveil new products. And so this $1,000 phone,
oh my gosh,
right? $1,000 doesn't unlock with a passcode or your thumbprint. It uses facial recognition to unlock for
mm-hmm.
you. Well, when the senior vice president of software engineering tried to show that feature off yesterday while he was doing a presentation.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
It didn't work.
Oh, no.
Listen.
Here is iPhone 10. Now, unlocking it is as easy as looking at it and swiping up. And, you know, let's try that again. Ho, ho, ho. Let's go to backup here.
Oh, man.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know. You'd think of all companies that Apple would be able to do a presentation where technology wouldn't fail them.
Yes. And you know what the funny thing is that have you ever seen that Steve Jobs movie?
No, I haven't.
Well, I watched it a few weeks ago. And the first time they rolled out an iPhone, they actually were like 2 or 3 hours late because he couldn't get something to work from the stage.
Oh, man.
And it was like some little minuscule thing, yeah, but it was driving him crazy.
It always is.
Yeah. And so he was like, you know, sorry, I would rather not roll it out than have it, you know, have something go wrong on stage.
Right.
Dude, well, you guys didn't think to check?
Still, though, people are going to pay $1,000 for it. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
You know they're going to do that.
That's crazy talk, man.
Hey, speaking of fails, go to the Mike and Tricia Facebook page and check out an El Paso PD fail from yesterday.
Pobrecita.
Now, when they got there, the police department, the protesters, the whole demolition drama in Duranguito, yeah, that whole thing. I noticed this. I noticed when I was watching one of the live feeds, I grabbed a screen grab of a police officer who didn't look very prepared for a riot.
She was a riot.
It looked like she got called in last minute.
It totally did.
Didn't plan on being there.
It looked like she had maybe like a ponytail.
Yeah.
And so it made everything sit all wongo on her head.
It's just hilarious. Oh, it's just hilarious. It reminds me of like when my wife wears a baseball cap. You know, just enough to shade her from the sun,
right?
But not enough to ruin the hair.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's just funny. I don't know why I find it so hilarious. And then the way the other cop is looking at her makes it even more funny. I don't know. I mean, it was just a moment, but it's such a hilarious moment.
It is. You've got to check it out.
Speaking of fails, that was totally a riot gear fail. Check it on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page. Kiss FM. Who damaged your phone?
Okay, hold on. Letty.
Is this you, Letty?
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's you, huh?
That's me. Yes,
you know what that means,
is.
Right? You know what that means?
I sure do.
What?
I'm going to TSO.
Yeah, you Woo-hoo! Are. Yeah, you are. December the 6th.
Third row tickets.
From the third row. You ever seen a TSO concert before?
I have every year.
Oh, nice. Look at you, girl. Have you ever seen them that close, though?
Actually, I've been on the first row.
Look at you.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I'm jealous. Now I feel like we don't compare.
I know, right?
I know. Well, I can start going with
Barry. She's like, boss,
but
well,
look,
okay.
But look. Linda. Wait, Linda. But have you ever seen them that close for free?
Yes, I have.
Oh, what? I can't win today.
Who did you win tickets from? They better been us.
Oh, yeah, no. It better be us or don't answer at all.
I know, right?
Yeah. If it's not us, don't answer
don't
at all.
You know? Not answering.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. There you go. Okay. Well, then, I'm all out of questions because I get keep getting shot down every time.
I know, right?
So I'm just going to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
And congratulate you, Letty, on winning third row tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert.
Okay,
and I hope you have a wonderful time.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Appreciate that.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.